This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It runs from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. Keats, a one-man play, captures the outstanding romantic poet John Keats in 1820 as he relives the tragic, inspiring, and life-affirming moments of his life. While struggling with illness, his passion for poetry, and his love for Fanny Brawn, and all of this in the scenic surroundings of Hampstead and the beautiful streets of Rome. Caleb Williamson gives an outstanding performance, polished and professional, in the play which he also created. But he couldn't have done it without the wise guidance of director Ann Gates.
I'm Caleb Williamson, and I write and perform Keats, a one-man play.
I'm Ann Gates. I directed Keats and helped Caleb with the editing of the play.
Caleb, you've said that this became a type of obsession for you. You put almost a decade or so into the research behind this play, but it didn't take over your life. Nonetheless, it must have been very meaningful for you.
Yeah, it was. There was parallels. I haven't suffered like Keats had in my private life, not that, but there was some of the same things. We're each trying to pursue a passion, me with writing and performing, him with poetry, but we each got to make a living. I'm stuck in construction. He was more courageous than me because he actually could leave. He actually left and pursued it. So there's little parallels that we both have complicated relationships with our family. So there's a little bit of similarity, but mostly it was just the period and him. And I was inspired by how nothing was given to him and he had to work for it. But he never let that stop him from pursuing his dream or his passion, which was super inspiring. And as much misery as he experienced, he didn't let that sour him on people or life either, which was another great thing.
And apparently, and this is what I'm reading in an article that was written about the first iteration of this play, that the romantic poets were kind of like the rock stars for you when you were younger. Tell me more about that.
Well, my father used to read me the romantic poets when I was a little girl. He loved them. He would recite. And so when we got into high school, there was a whole group of us, and we just thought, you know, they were talking about, it was the 60s, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and I would always say, you know, these are the rock stars that brought us here. You know, there's no comparison in their writing and their bravery and their, you know, they were outsiders in one point, but in another point, they inspired the imagination of a generation of writers. So that's what excited me when Caleb came to me with the project. I said, oh, yes, John Keats. I know a lot about John Keats until I started to talk to Caleb and then realized that I had to learn a lot to help with the research. So it was been a great experience.
Caleb, you said that you were more inspired by Keats' life than, in a sense, even by his writing. And you've spoken a lot about his life just a few moments ago. But you traced some of his paths when you traveled in Europe. You were in Rome, and you also were at his grave site in Rome. What was that experience like for you?
The whole thing was neat. I remember when I first went there, and I think it was 2003, 2004 in Italy, and I went to his house, and I videotaped. I spent like 3 to 4 hours videotaping the house, and I had no idea that I was going to be playing it. I just felt that I might be, so I should do all the research. But to walk in his, I think one of the most amazing things where it felt like I was touching the past, more so than standing at his grave, was in the British Library, where I was able to hold first edition of his poems and his Endymion and his final collection, and to feel and hold the books that were on the streets of London at the exact moment when he was alive walking around was just, I almost wanted to get into a giggle fit, but the reading rooms in the British Library are pretty quiet, so you can't. But that was just part of the thing. It was to hold that stuff, to touch it, and then to walk around, obviously, at that grave. The cemetery still looks really nice. It's not quite as, perhaps, as rustic as it once was, but it's still a super nice, totally nice journey outside the city to go and have a walk. Beautiful graveyard.
and you worked very hard to help Caleb condense his material. I think I read in one of the articles earlier that he had enough for a novel or maybe even an epic book of some sort. What was it like for you to assist him in this process?
Well, we worked to distill it. I don't like the idea of cutting things. I like the idea of, you know, finding the right words. Keats said things in such a passionate way that we didn't want to lose any of that passion. So we rehearsed for hours and hours. I made Caleb work and work. We had a three-hour two-act that we reduced down to a two-hour two-act, and now we've reduced it down to 70 minutes. So that's a lot of editing. But it was wonderful. And in some ways, it's more dynamic. You know, the shorter play is easier to access audiences with, but the two-act, people just adored it. They cried and they laughed and they, you know, they played. Keats could be very silly, and I've said to Caleb all along, don't take out any part that Keats can be silly, you know, because that's why his friends loved him so much, because he was so much fun. And yes, it's been a long process, but I think it's been worth it. I'm still here.
Caleb, the butterfly quote, or the butterfly lines near the start of the play, that's what I was captured at that moment. I was drawn in emotionally to the play very directly. I'm wondering if you could restate those lines and then maybe comment a bit about them.
I want a brighter word than bright, a fairer word than fair. I have it. I wish Fanny and I were butterflies and lived but three summer days. Three such days with her I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. That comes from him. That comes from the letter. That comes from his letter. So that's right, his own words. What does it mean? I think it says something about just how intensely Keats lived his life, and all the Romantics lived their life very intensely. I mean, it was quieter life. They didn't have the technology, but their lives were so filled with passion and activity and work. And I think that is what that line is about, is he was going to love Fanny as passionately, as intensely. And if he only had 3 days, and he only had maybe a year or less than a year to actually be with her, he was going to make it count and live it as passionately as he could. And that's what that line is all about. It's just how he wanted to live that love intensely.
Caleb Williamson and Anne Gates, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Caleb Williamson, the actor, and Anne Gates, the director, from the polished and beautiful Keats, a one-man play. The Nanaimo Fringe Festival runs from Thursday, August 11th until Sunday, August 21st, 2016. You can find out more online at nanaimofringe.com, and you can find out more about this play online at keatsplay.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.